about Tiny's at a radio show. Like, he always talking shit about someone on Facebook wearing leggings and yoga pants. You need to get off your ass and get a real job, you bum ass nigga. Ugly ass looking.
I got a new show. Everybody tune in. So rent or tell a friend. Don't ever try to play me.
Like, what's the name of your show? Lucky?
Oh, my regard, crazy. Please call in. 347-857-4302. Pre-game radio, I do it for my crew. Tell my haters, I'm still laughing at you. I got a new show. Everybody tune in. So rent or tell a friend. Don't ever try to play me.
Like, what's the name of your show, Lucky?
Oh, my record crazy. Please call in. 347-857-4302. Pre-game radio, I do this for my crew. To my haters, I'm still laughing at you.
Yo, yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid Lucky Me here, and we're back. And sorry about the high haters or whatever. We have a lot of technical difficulties, but we're back on the air. This is Real Talk. It's El Mato Gone Crazy. I'll be your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I Like Your Baby Mom. Today's show is sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. We're in the fucking building doing the things we like to do. We got a, you know what I'm saying, a show and a half today or whatever. We're talking about things that inspire us. We're talking about books, and we're talking about stuff like that. And we're going to play some music, play some bells, and we're going to get back to it. You know what I'm saying? Call in, do the things that you like to do, go get some chips, some soda. You know what I mean? Sit up. Because in Elmira, they got the strollers out. And we're off to the races. That's what we are. We're off to the races. On you.
I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Jesus, the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk em, top billin', silkin', pure linen, me and little seeds, Malibu sea breeze, donkeys, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milked out Diablo, the williest, what? Bitches be the silliest, the more I smoke, the smaller the silliest, room 112, where the players dwell, and sass more cash than Bert Fidel, inhale, make you feel good like Tony, pick up in your middle like Moni,
yeah.
Don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me,
yeah.
Try to style, sliding off with a homie,
yeah.
Escada, Don Gata, player, face clergy, game so tight, they call it version.
I can't live without your love.
want to. Come all you want to. Money, I'ma front you. Girl, I wanna flaunt
That's
you.
Right.
I'ma always want you when nobody wants you. If I die now, my love will still haunt
Come
you.
On.
Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone. Mace be the one that'll take you home.
That's
Even
right.
though I'm not the one that gave you the stones
yeah.
on your days alone, I can make you moan. Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce.
Bad boy, get more money than you can count.
Why I'm buying things you can't even pronounce. I do it to you cash for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found. Why be around till the winner is announced? Then you go, girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Where do I go? What must I do? If I can't live like I'm the only one for you,
girl,
I want
to be.
Oh yeah,
no one else.
I need you in my life,
oh
baby.
Why can't we
We're back. This is Elmira Going Crazy, Elmira Going Wild. This is the show where everything gets talked about, from, you know, drama, from, you know, if you want to big up your baby dad, whatever the case may be, you can do it here and you can do it on this show. Let's get into sports. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into some sports right now. And sad to say, your boy Kobe Bryant's out for the fucking season. He's one of the last real basketball players who's about their business. He's one of the real basketball players who's about their business and doing the things that they like to do, but he hurt his knee. He recently posted on Facebook. He kind of illustrated the fact, you know, through his words, that he's upset, and he kind of like said, God, like, he has the baddest luck. He has the worst luck. And with having the worst luck, he doesn't understand. He doesn't know if he can come back from it. But, you know, I took a quote that he said in one of his lines when he said, I'm a tough guy. So if you see me in a fight with a bear, you better pray for the bear. And that's and when I think of that quote, that's like saying you can't keep a good man down and I'm a fighter no matter what. Even though the odds are against the person or whatever the case may be, you still can do it. So, Kobe Bryant, hope you get your shit together. You know what I'm saying? Heal up fast. You know what I'm saying? Derrick Rose was supposed to be back. He never came back. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Kobe Bryant. Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson is trying to get on the Celtics, I believe, ever since Tracy McGrady has signed with the Spurs. Whatever the case may be, Allen Iverson is trying to get back into the league. Do you guys think, you know what I'm saying, he's too old? Like, at the end of the day, I love Allen Iverson. He's a great player. I just think the NBA is getting kind of dry. It's getting washed up. It is what it is. Moving right along, Elmira Talk. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Elmira is back in full effect. They're off to the races. Everywhere you go, baby mothers are pushing strollers. They're trying to get to the light. So tune in June 5th, Brand Park, the first annual Stroller Olympics or whatever. There's bronze and there's bronze, silver and gold medals going to be given out. So pretty much there's going to be stations set up to where you start off at a certain point. You have to go to the changing table. You have to be able to change, make a bottle, you know what I'm saying, do all these types of things. And so you come out June 5th, Brand Park. Are you the baddest mother in Elmira? Hopefully you are. look out for that. There's going to be a whole bunch of cash prizes and clowns and circus things for the children or whatever the case may be. Moving right along. Team Mom, my Team Mom people, I'm pissed the fuck off. What the fuck is going on Team Mom? You got Caitlin, if that's right, if I'm saying her name correctly, Caitlin, the fat bitch. Nah, I'll hit it. I ain't gonna lie, I'll probably hit it. But anyway, the fat bitch is trying to make her baby dad Joe jealous. She got a Mexican in the house, or whatever the case may be. She choked the Mexican. I'm surprised he smacked dog shit out of her, but she choked the Mexican, or whatever the case may be, and now she's a wacko. If you're fucking listening, you're probably not, but Miss, you are a loser. You are stupid. You are a dummy. Joe is a good father. You know what I'm saying? The nigga get in the army, now you want to move the kid around? What the fuck is wrong with you? Moving right along. Now we got, what her name, Janelle. Now, Janelle, I would love to have slow sex with you and whisper in your ear and breathe hard like this. Right in your ear. But I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? You got fake boobs now or whatever. You don't listen to your moms. Your mom's been raising your kid. Be grateful, bitch. Be grateful. You can run free. You can smoke weed. Kiefer's putting his dick on your throat every single night. Like, come on. Show your mom some respect. Take her some flowers. You know what I'm saying? Can we have an episode where you cook dinner for your mom? She's been raising your fucking kid, you idiot, and you're running around getting boobs and all that. You should have took that money and bought your mom a car or a nice gift. You know what I mean? Or buy her something. Moving right along. It's been a lot of talk about best rappers and stuff like that and this and that. And what we got going on? There's a show coming up with I'm not going to give these guys no credit, but it's a group that's going to be performing with Jadakiss and all these other dudes and stuff like that. Now, this is my thing. Contacts is contacts. Networking is networking. I'm sorry. I got to shoot it straight. How can you go to a concert where no one knows your songs? If we go to a 50 Cent concert, everyone is singing G-Unit. What? We ain't here because we know the music. How are you going to be performing when no one knows your songs? Like Jadakiss and all them dudes, we know their songs. We talking about the opening act for them or whatever the case may be. And this is not hate. We're going to shoot it straight. We must shoot it straight. You know what I'm saying? And some may say, oh, you're mad because you're not on the bill. I got offered to perform at the Jadakiss concert. These motherfuckers told me $1,500 for 7 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I'm dancing for that long on stage. So at the end of the day, people, we got to be smart. And this is not no hate because I'm not on the bill. The moral story is this. People know some of my songs. I'm not saying the town don't know all my songs, but people know some of my songs. And all I want to say is this, too. Why, like, at the end of the day, it's a rap show if no one can sing along with your songs. We got someone putting their hands up. We got to get them on the air. Last number is 6142. You are on the air. Oh, they hung up. I guess they felt some type of way. They hung up. Call back. But anyway, I just got paid anyway. So if you call back, you hang up, I still get paid anyway. Anyway, moving right along. Like I said, the reality is this. How can people be excited about a performance of actors and rappers that they don't know their music? You know what I'm saying? They don't know the music. The reality of the fact is they don't know the music. If you just tuned in, you're sitting at home, you're listening, whether on the computer, on your phone, or whatever, the question of the day is this. A woman who has 3 or more kids, can she be taken serious in a relationship? I'm going to set it up for you. It's Friday night. Your boy hits you up. Hey, what you doing? Nothing. What are you doing? Nothing. I don't got shit. You got 50 Cent? Yeah, I got 50 Cent. You got 50 Cent? Yeah, we got 50 Cent. Let's put it together. Let's go to the dollar. So we want to go on down to the dollar. We get down to the dollar. We throw on our button-up shirts, and we're looking you how, whatever. We're looking whatever. We get in the sand dollar. We see women. We're excited. We got boners. We got watered-down drinks, and we just bop into the nastiest music. As we look at, we make an eye contact with women that we're undressing, that we can see ourselves putting our penises inside of their mouths or their vaginas. We don't care about their friendship. We don't care about what color they like, what's their favorite food. We're horny. We're drinking. Probably smoked before we got in there. We're looking for meat. We're on the prowl. We see a young lady. She got a wagon on. I approach her. How you doing, miss? Hey, how you doing? Nothing chilling here, whatever. It's kind of dry in here. People ain't dancing or nothing. Yeah, you know, I hear my fans, whatever. We having a good time doing the things that we like to do. Well, that's what's up. I'm here. My man's already chilling by the pool table with my nigga Derek. Oh, yeah, I see him around. Don't he work at, McDonald's, right? Yeah, he's a manager. He came up a long way. He's a manager. He's doing good for himself, though. Yeah, da-da-da. So I like the new outfit and stuff. Well, thank you. Something like I threw together, whatever, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, you guys kicking. You're having a good time. Y'all ping-ponging conversation. Now you're like, damn, there's a 50% chance now that I can get this fat ass. Because now she's talking to me. If she didn't want to talk to me, she would have been told me beat my feet, or she would have gave me that, the beatbox joint, the poof, whatever, poof, that type of deal. But she don't. So now we in here now. So listen, miss, I'm about to get up out of here, but you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be using a line I would use. I'm going to get up out of here, but I don't really ask for your number. I don't want to be too forward. Can I give you my Facebook? Maybe you can add me? Well, sure. So now now you got it. Now there's not no fake number. You get right to the iPhone. Boop-boop. You send it. You wait for her accept. She accepts it. And you're in there like swimwear. Now, in the joint, you didn't ask about how many kids and all that shit she had, because really you don't care about none of that shit, because you're trying to get to the buns. Now, you already established that you got the number, but the chances of you getting it that night is off, because if that was the case, she was like, yo, you know what? Where you going? I'm trying to get up out of here. So she's staying with her friends. You don't want to fuck that up. You don't want to seem too thirsty. So you hit her up. You know what I'm saying? If you like me, you hit her up. You let her rock for a whole day. And then you hit her up. You know what I'm saying? You just watch her Facebook and shit, but you don't say that to her. So boom. You hit her up the next day and all that shit like that. After you waited and chill. So you hit her up. You know, you're just conversing. Now you gotta put in a little work now. Now you want to see she got what a money situation is like. She got coins. She got a car, or she's just a bum-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? So you find out, yeah, you know, da-da-da, I got 3 kids and stuff like that. My baby dad locked up. He doing 7-16 years. He got 6 years in already, whatever. I'm independent, stay to myself. I don't fuck with these bird-ass bitches. I ain't like da-da-da, this and that. Typical guy shit. Word, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, these bitches are like, oh, word, they wild and shit like that. I never seen you around, though, so I could tell. I never heard your name in the street, so I guess you're doing something good. Yeah, you're right. I'll fuck with these bad bitches and all that, this, that, and that. So, boom. So now, you already learned she got 3 kids. So now, you get to the crib. After you deal, you know what I'm saying, she invites you over, you get to the crib. Now, you get to the crib, you learn a couple things. You learn that her rent is about probably $100, $111, $110, whatever. You learn that she has cable. You learn that she has new furniture. But the only thing about the furniture is crazy, because while you're over there, a van comes, and then all of a sudden, they're knocking on the door, and then she cuts over the lights until you get on the ground. You don't know if it's a fire drill. You don't know what it is. So this happens like 3 times when you come over there. And so, oh, you can't sit on that. That's the heater. Sit on the stool. Run to the stool. Yo, you passing the stool? Because I want to break the chain. Nah, but anyway, I'm sorry about that, y'all. But anyway, not because I need that either. No, the stool, that's in the hallway. So anyway, now you're at the crib. You learned that she was hiring from Aaron's. You know what I'm saying? That's one sign. You know what I'm saying? So Aaron's is blowing up. Like, yo, we know you in there, miss. We know you in there. We just want payment, or we want our shit, and we want it now. They said just like that. We want it now. So anyway, so now you're at the crib. Aaron's is buzzing on her. You ain't worrying about it. Like, you're like, fuck it, that's her business or whatever. You're just trying to get the pussy. So anyway, she cook you a nice meal. Nice meal. She give you the remote. Now you're flicking away. You're seeing ESPN. You haven't seen ESPN in a while. You're flicking. Cartoon Network. Like, oh, shit, Bugs Bunny. That's my shit. You left Bugs Bunny. Boom, boom, boom. Da-da-da. Teletubbies. Oh, shit. Good shit going on. So then, now you get the pussy. Now you get the pussy. She throws it on you. Good pussy, fat ass, smell good, good pussy, throws it on you. Now you're sprung. You're sucking your thumb, you're sprung. The question is, Do you take her serious? Do you take her serious? Three kids, single mom, running from errands, good pussy, but she's single. I'm going to pay some bills. I'm going to get back to y'all. It's my birthday.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
Get it, girl, get it, girl, get it, get it, girl.
Get it.
back. We are back. We are back. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties and stuff like that. Yeah, like I said, sorry, we have technical difficulties here. A female is pregnant that's working the phones or whatever the case may be. She's fine. She's having contractions. She's doing stuff like that. Anyway, we were talking about, we're having a real conversation. We're talking about, you know, chicks with three or more kids and should they be taken serious? And can they be taken serious? The reality of it is that can we take them serious? So, I mean, if you're listening and you got something you want to say, you got to say your name or nothing like that, you can press one, put your hand up, and I get you on the air. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, you have to understand. I understand guys have done you wrong and you left with three, four kids. But that's a big package for a dude to take, you know what I'm saying? Two more, that's a big package, you know what I'm saying? And are we wrong? Are we wrong because we decide to just have sex with you guys and not want to stick out? It's expensive. You know what I mean? Kids are expensive. And so if you got three or four kids, that means we're taking on that expense. So it's like, so then you say, all right, well, we gave you your pussy, so yeah, you signed a contract, nigga. No, we didn't sign a contract. No, we didn't sign a contract. If that means that you was horny, and you needed to break out, you needed a night out. You was tired of being running with some kids, you got you some cops, and that's it. We got somebody with their hand up. We're going to get them on the air. Yeah, we have, I apologize, yeah, we have technical difficulties at the spot or whatever. Like I said, we have technical difficulties here at the station with the switchboard. I apologize. If you're listening on the computer, you're listening on the phone, call us. You can hang up in 10 minutes and then call right back. I apologize once again. Technical difficulties. Brooklyn Black is your ass, nigga. Sorry about that. We're back on. I'm sorry about that. Once again, I apologize to all the callers. I see the private callers. Shout out to 1216. You've been on the air for a while. But we're just talking about basic things. Switch gears. You know what I'm saying? If you just tuned in, this is Elmira going crazy. We're here Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10. Talking about anything that y'all want to talk about. Talking about drama. We're talking about baby mamas. We're talking about deadbeat fathers. We're talking about good things in the community. Stuff kids are doing, stuff, you know, adults are doing. We could talk about, you know, Ramek and him being drunk and him resigning. We're gonna be talking about a lot of things. So at the end of the day, when it comes to the show, that's why I want to give you guys a platform. You may be sitting at home pissed off with your kids and you want to air out your baby dad. And you don't have to say his name, but you could talk about the things that he doesn't do. He got foam polish on his feet, but his kids is wearing Payless shoes, which is no good. What do I want to touch today? I want to touch a topic that guys who deal with a lot of females can understand what I go through. Women who don't really play their position, but then they make something bigger than what it is. And when I say that, prime example, and I put it, if you're my Facebook friend, I put it as my Elmira girl update. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the side of Elmira that I'm hardly ever at. I'm by the convenience. I get out the car to meet my boy Vitro. Shout out to him and his girl. They allowed me to use their home to shoot a video today for Black Love. Now, I get out the joint. Now, Anyone that knows me know I love white women. I don't know something about y'all. Maybe it's the pink toes. Maybe it's the fact that your skin turned red when you get out the shower and your hair is wet and you get your little white towel on and you're hopping along the bunny trail. I don't know what it is. It just drives me wild. But anyway, I get out the car and I see a snow bunny. Her back is turned to me. And I see that she got two children and she's buckling them in, doing a good thing, you know, buckling the kids and stuff like that. So she's buckling her kids. And so I see her shoes. I wasn't too pleased with the shoes. The shoes wasn't really official, but she could have just got off work. And so as I'm hitting the corner, I'm like coughing so I can catch her face. I'm like, so I can get her to turn around so I can catch the face. And she turned, I said, I turned around. She turned around. Sure, it was kind of bad. Now, as she turned around, she see me walking. And I gave her the eye contact, whatever, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at her. So she's staring. She smiled. I smiled back. So I hit her with the Cassidy wave, you know what I'm saying? Hit her with the Cassidy wave. And she was open. Her shit was open, you know what I'm saying? Like, come get me. So I said, Lucky, don't let this shit pass. This is what you do. You seize these moments. You see a snow bunny, and you go get it. It is wabbit season right now. It is. You hear me? Everybody say it together with W. It is wabbit season. So it's wabbit season. And so anyway, as I hit the corner, I approach the vehicle, and she has children. So you don't bombard the car or whatever the case may be. You say, hey, how you doing, miss? Okay, I see the kids. I see no husband. That's my way of asking them what's the situation about. Now, she could have said, oh, he's at work, he's at home. She didn't even mention him. So that means that either she don't love him or he's just a dweeb, he's a wankster, whatever. So I proceeded. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say everything that I say, but I threw my number one line that I use to open women up to make them, you know what I mean, relax. I said, miss, I see you got kids here. I'm just about to head to Chuck E. Cheese. I wanted to know if you wanted to accompany me. She smiled. Ding! I was in there. So I said, what's your name? She told me her name. I said, how you doing? My name is Lucky Me. Nice to meet you. When I said Lucky Me, she smiled. She goes, oh, I know you. You're Roro's man. Now, when I hear this, I can say, no, that girl's not my girl, or that bitch, most niggas are, that bitch ain't my girl, whatever, this is what guys say. But you know what? Out of respect for Roro, that's what they call her at Elcor, out of respect for her, I kind of just, you know, spun off on Lil Mama, or whatever. The fact that I knew I could bag her, I could have bagged it, is enough for me. It's enough for me that I know I could have bagged. But you know what I'm saying? Now, Roro hasn't hit me up all day today. That means that they must have, yo, you know, Lucky, you try to holler at blah, 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 blah. She probably feels some type of way about that. But my thing is, why would she feel some type of way about that if she's not my girl? If she knows her position, if she knows how I give it up, if she knows how I live, why would she feel some type of way? You know why? Because regardless of what a female says, it means it's not true. All these women say, oh, I want a man to keep it real. I want a man to be honest. Just tell me. Be honest. You go fuck a bitch. Tell me. I won't get mad. You're a fucking liar. You girls are fucking liars. If you disagree with me, press 1, put your hand up, and debate it. If not, because it's the truth. If I told that, if let's keep it real. Let's just put it on Front Street. I do keep it a buck with any women that I deal with. But I'm just saying, I'm speaking in general. You women don't want truth and honesty. You want lies and deception. And the reason why you want lies and deception, because it gives you something to do. You know what I mean? It gives you something to investigate. You hit your man, what you doing? Nah, I'm not chilling with my boys. Now you're checking his Twitter, checking his Facebook. It gives you something to do. But if he's honest all the time, he's honest, yeah, I'm hanging out with these girls, I'm about to fuck them and do them filthy. It's not like she's going to be, oh, okay, thanks for being honest. Thank you. Just thank you. No, because if you told her that, she would plot on getting revenge. And that revenge entails sexing one of your friends that you don't like. That entails sexing someone that she would never even look at. But she's going to do it just to piss you off to show you that, listen,
he's not with these bitches, so I'm going to do this too. And then she got her friends in her ear. And now, keep in mind, these friends don't be upscale, classy, prestigious type of women. These be bum-ass, welfare, sitting at home, kids running around with snot in their nose, with a laptop that they rented from Aaron's or one of these other shops or whatever, and they ducking them on the computer, trying to give their friends advice. You know what I'm saying? And the girl is stupid because she's taking advice from a busted-ass bitch who can't even keep a man longer than a month. Now, you say, Lucky, why a month? That's a long time. Because a month, now I always say 90 days will expose any female and any male. 90 days is enough time to expose any female or any male. If you meet a chick in a club or a spot or whatever the case may be, and you give them 90 days, you will learn everything that you need to know through conversation. You know what I mean? You can pick their brain. You will learn everything if she has a job, if she's a woman of her word. Now, when I say woman of her word, a woman of her word is a woman who does what they say. So if it's Monday and a female says, hey, we're getting a Friday, and she doesn't even communicate with you, but you see her on Facebook or Twitter with pictures with her friends at the bars and clubs, she's not a woman of her word because she hasn't communicated with you, say, hey, listen, I know it's Monday and it's Friday now, and I know I made plans with you Monday, but listen, I haven't got up with my girl Shaniqua, and, you know, she's in town, and I want to have fun, but if I have time tomorrow, maybe we can get lunch. That's respectable. Then you can be like, all right, whatever, cool, because it's respectable. At the end of the day, I'm going to say this. Fellas, if a chick got three or more kids, it's not worth it. I'm shooting straight. It's not worth it. Hit the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Rub the kid's head when you come through or whatever the case may be. Hey, little nigga, if you can help out some type of form way, give him ice cream or something, a dollar here and there, then go for it. There's no use of putting energy into a chick that got three, four kids. The reality of it is this. She is damn as good. And she waited till she got like that to want to seek a real good man. When you've been waving at her the whole time, when she had no kids, you were waving at her. Look, I'm over here. Oh, we got somebody up on the private joint. You are on the air.
Yo, why you always swear you know so much about relationships?
You said, why do I swear that I know so much about relationships?
Yeah.
Because I've been with a lot of women. Like, it sounds dirty and nasty, but I've been studying this because when I was younger, I couldn't get no type of girls. So I started to study women at an early age. And I've been studying you guys. And I learned that y'all don't want a good man. Y'all really don't want a good man. Because y'all want a trophy. And when it comes to a trophy, like, what you mean, trophy? You want a dude that make you look good with your friends. Not a man that makes you happy when you go home and you lay in your bed and you're like, oh, I got somebody in my corner. You know what I mean? He may have one leg and he's in a wheelchair, whatever. But he makes me feel good. He's a great conversationalist. He's a hard worker. He's ambitious. He has character. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't want that. Y'all rather give a dude...
Not
always. Okay, so first of all, where are you from, sweetie?
Elmira.
Okay, you're from Elmira. I'm not going to ask you your name, but what's your age?
24.
34?
24.
24, okay, so you're probably in college or whatever, Corning, whatever, community college or whatever you're going to college. Do you have children?
Yup.
How many children do you have?
Three.
You have three children. Now, it's okay. It's cool. Kids are beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I have three kids myself. And I actually four altogether. One of them is not really mine, but she's mine. So, it's okay. You don't got to laugh about it. If you need some water, sip your water. Do you have a job?
Yup.
What's your occupation?
A therapy aide.
You're what, ma'am?
A therapy aide.
I said, well, what is that? Because I don't know. And the people listening,
I work for the state in like a group home.
Group home. Well, for starters, I want to give you a high five. I grew up in the group home, and the group home is the reason why I'm who I am today. Okay, so salute to that. Now, so 24, what's your ethnicity? You're, you know, Spanish, black, white?
White.
Okay, so you're white. So okay, so you got it good a little bit. You got a nice job, 3 kids. Are you single?
Kind of.
Why? What does kind of mean?
As far as, like, being a single mother, yeah. But, like, ready to touch base.
So, obviously it didn't work out with your baby dad. I'm just going to give you one dude.
It did, but he's in prison.
He's in prison. Now, is it from drugs or just general life stuff? You beat up somebody and beat him up too bad or something like that?
Nah, that's a real personal question.
Okay, personal stuff, and I apologize if I overstepped my boundary. Okay, so you got 3 kids. Are you holding them down, or did you say, hey, fuck it? You know what I'm saying? You got you a new man.
I hold them down, but I be having the itch that need to be scratched once in a while.
Okay, so you got a nigga. So you got a nigga from a female or a dude?
Both.
Oh, so you're bisexual. Now, do you think that's healthy?
Yeah.
Why is that healthy?
I think it's healthy. I'm going to do what I want at the end of the day.
True, and this is America, and people have marched and did all types of things so we can have freedoms and wars and stuff like that for our freedom. And people are entitled to do what they want. But what about the kids?
What do you mean, what about the kids?
All right. When God created us, he created man and female. He created you guys. Now. Don't curse me on that.
Okay, so you preaching all this. So you telling me if I came at you like, yo, me and my bitch trying to fuck with you, that's what you would tell me?
Well, you said if you hit me up and was like, for like a booty call, or are you trying to make me your man?
Not make you my man.
So you just want me for. Like you said, you got a scratch that needs to be itched every once in a while. The more thing of what I'm trying to get to is this. You're a mom, and I'm quite sure you're a strong mom. You're working. You're holding it down for your family. And at the same time, you're like, all right, I hold it down. But at the same token, I want to, you know, do my little shit. I do what I want, have fun when I can't, because you work hard to take care of your kids. And you do it probably do it by yourself, if you're from Elmira. All I'm saying is that, you, no matter how much you do, you can give 2,000%, but there's a void, you know what I'm saying, for your kids from a male. They need that male camaraderie. They need that male aspect. There's things that you can't teach your children that, you know what I'm saying, that a male can teach. That's what I'm trying to say. And if, I know you're young, still 24, or whatever the case may be, but there's going to be a time where you're going to have to be like, you know what, fun and games is over. I'm going to have a solid home. Where there's a mom and a dad, and, you know, there's a 50-50. There's an even playing field so you can, you know what I'm saying, for your children. Do you see the point I'm getting at now?
Uh-huh.
So do you understand? Are you looking forward to actually meeting a man, to actually be, I don't
no,
know how many years?
Because my heart is somewhere else, you know what I'm saying? It's just that person can't be here right now.
Your heart, so you say, since your heart, he can't be around, you just say, fuck it?
Not necessarily. I'm just say, I'll see you when you get home, bro.
I got you. Now, since you're from Elmira, I'm going to ask, and you seem like I said, you got you a nice job, you know what I'm saying? Is there any advice you want to give to any Elmira females, like how you keep it together? Because there's a lot of females who don't keep it together. Their moms is watching their kids, and they're running wild.
I don't know. Just you're going to pay for it in the end. Because your kids are smart, and they're going
to... But if you're sitting on a podium, and you're giving advice, and you're saying, listen, you guys don't have to be bum-ass mothers. I'm not a bum-ass mother. and you want to give them advice, what would you give them?
Get a job. Your kids is the most important thing before any world. God and then your kids.
That's dope. See, I always say there's good females in Elmira, but it's like finding, you know what I'm saying, a needle in a haystack, you know what I mean, or a diamond in the rough or whatever. And then once you find it, most of the time it's not even real. And all the good girls in Elmira are either taken or they got pre-made families. But as for the question of the day, so a guy should accept a female with 3 or more kids no matter what?
Wait, say that again?
I said pretty much the question of the day on my Facebook was pretty much a female who has 3 or more kids, is it safe to say that it's pretty much a lost cause? Like, no man should even take that serious. If you met a girl in the Sandollar, Ramsey's, or even Lando's, whatever, should he take her serious?
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone deserves a fair chance.
But with three more, you don't think that's a bit too much of baggage? That's a lot going on?
It is, but like you said, you got 4 kids yourself. So the female shouldn't bother with a nigga that got, what, 3 kids? It's a lost cause?
Well, see, I'm glad you brought that up because it's, you know what I mean? When it comes to guys and females, it's always going to be different. It's always going to be different because in society,
not if you're a real father and truly take care of your children. They're going to be in the picture. But most of the time,
the way it is usually the female with the kid. Once in a while, you'll see a single dad and he'll have both his daughters or sons and stuff like that. But we both know that's rare. You know what I mean? So if you meet a guy, like I know a couple guys. I met a guy the other day, you know, Myra, he's 24. He has 6 kids. And I met another dude, he's 20, he has 7. Now, he has 7 kids, but none of them live with him. They spread it out all over Elmira.
So you meet a female, whatever, she got 3 kids, she invites you to her home, whatever, and you see how good of a mother she is, how well she takes care of her children. You know what I'm saying? Do it on her own. And as far as a man, like,
I there's a female that lives in the Whisburg. I would call her a dinosaur, a dino bunny. And I went over there, and she had a child that was 17. She had a son that was 13, and a young one that was like 10 or something like that. And so as I'm looking at this package, this situation, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's a double joint because I'm like, all right, let's just say I get attached. I get attached to the kids. You know what I'm saying? Now, these are older kids that you can have regular conversations. You can build a bond quicker than you can build with a baby. So now you build a bond you're rocking with her for 90 days. And you're rocking with her, and they know your name. Hey, love, come, whatever. And then now you have a fallout over something small with the mom. And she say, you know what, stay the fuck away from me, blah, 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 blah. And then you have no choice but to respect that. Now I'm at Wise with my new girl pushing the shopping cart, and I see these kids. You know what I'm saying? Now I've seen them now. But in those 90 days, I grew a love for them. You know what I'm saying? I was bonding with them, chilling with them, helping them out with homework. You know what I mean? Filling in that void. And just because of something small, now I have to deal with the fact that, damn, now there's no one to help them kids with their homework and, you know what I mean, do the guy stuff that I was doing with their son with the basketball or whatever the case may be. Because no one, the reality, huh?
I said I don't know.
Well, the reality of it is, no one wants to get married. Do you want to get married?
Well, of course.
You want to get married?
Yeah.
By what age do you want to get married?
30.
That seems right. That gives you time, school, and stuff like that. And what kind of guy are you attracted to? What kind of guys?
Somebody that'll take care of his family that's either equal or better. You know what I'm saying? That'll bring to the table. I ain't looking for nobody that I got to take care of.
We're going to start off with looks. Because you ladies, let's be real, you ladies don't, a guy run up on you at the dollar store or Burger King and he try to holler at you, you don't say, hey, hold on, do you have a good heart? How is your personality? Is it great? All right, I'll give you a chance. You guys look at a guy's appearance. You have to be physically attracted to him, right?
Uh-huh.
And so what's physically attractive to you?
Somebody that takes care of themselves and smell good, first and foremost. I don't know, I like all different types. Somebody, nice teeth, whatever.
All right. Nice teeth. You have to look like something. But what if he's looking? What if that day he's just looking bummy? He got dirty kicks on, some dirty ass sweats, stained tee or something like that. And yen Dollar General, just getting some stains for the home before you get home or whatever. And he's trying to flirt with you and stuff in the aisle. He getting toothpaste and shit. And he's trying to flirt with you. But you look at him, you're like, damn, he's looking kind of rough. Looking kind of rough. Do that guy deserve a chance?
Probably not.
Because he's in dirty sneakers.
It all depends. I mean, I just understand you just getting out of work, whatever. But, like, if you just a bum because you're a bum and you're looking like that, then no.
Would you, I don't know what you look like. Would you call yourself a thick girl or a skinny girl?
A big girl.
Why big but not thick?
I'm thick. Nah, I don't mean big. I'm thick. I'm good.
Yeah. Now, when you say thick, do that mean you big up top but have skinny legs? Or are you thick down low?
No, like I'm perfectly proportioned. I got it all.
Oh, well, you got fatty and all that?
Yeah.
You got fatty?
Yep.
So you be wearing leggings and all that?
Nah. I don't do the $10 leggings.
Oh, you don't do it, too? They get you an $11 pair then. you don't do the yoga pants or none of that?
Yeah, I do the Victoria's Secret.
Now we're getting sexy with it. Now we're getting sexy with it. Now you have Victoria's Secret. So I'm assuming you know how to keep your man happy.
Yeah.
Now, the ladies listening to Big Girls or whatever, they probably listening like, oh, my God, I shop at Victoria's Secret, too. When do that come out? Do that come out early in the relationship? Or do you wait to bring that Vicky's Secrets out?
Nah, you don't wait. You be on point at all times.
You be on point? Like, so your bra and your panties always matching and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's important to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the reason why I'm saying that, because I just grab socks. Like, my socks be mismatched. And some of my girls sometimes, they be like, nigga, why you got mismatched socks? Like, they don't like
that. Nah, my socks be mismatched,
too. Yeah, but I just figure if it's clean, it shouldn't matter. Like, if the socks are clean, it just shouldn't matter. Now, you say you're bisexual and stuff like that. What, and I'm just curious, because I want to know, because I had a girl cheat on me with a girl before. And I always wanted to understand the thinking of a female. What is it, guys, that made you say, you know what, fuck them, I'm flipping over to females? Or you just say, you know what, I find myself staring at females and, oh my God, her butt is cute or I'm attracted to females. When did you learn that you like girls?
I don't know, it's just always been something like, I don't know, I like eyes. Eyes be my thing with females. Like, if you got some pretty-ass eyes, I don't know.
Okay, so it's eyes. So now we're going to jump from the eyes. And so if there's a girl you like, how do you approach or you let them approach you? How does that go?
I ain't really never been, like, I ain't never, like, try to holler at no female or, like, it's just kind of something that happens, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
So you chilling with your homegirl or whatever, you're watching Sex in the City and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden you put, oh! And then your hand hit a boob, and then she looks at you, and the eyes get you? And then you just start kissing or something?
I guess. Not really, but...
No, I'm just trying to get a basic idea and stuff like that. Because, you know, one of my first baby mom was messing with a chick or whatever, and I was wondering, I was like, damn, was I doing something wrong? And then I get confused because you got the bisexual chicks where you got a feminine one, and then you got one that acts like a dude. So I say, damn.
Nah,
you don't do those, right?
I could get, if I want somebody that look like a man, I'm going to get a nigga. Like, I'm going to have a man. You know what I'm saying? It's two totally different things. That shit is confusing to me. I don't get it. You a lesbian?
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, so we gonna get off the bisexual thing for a minute, because it's just one of those things that, and I meet a lot of girls, because it doesn't seem like you're like predator for it, like, oh, I gotta get a girl, and you're trying to get a relationship and get married in San Francisco and all that. The Elmira dudes, you've lived here for how long?
Probably about my whole life.
Your whole life. What
as far
is it?
As, like, a woman, like, to be honest, I never really just been with a woman. Like, I've been with my man, and, like, to keep him happy sometimes, like, regardless, I keep him happy by myself. But to send him over the edge, like, me bringing a bitch home, like, that's how you keep a nigga. You ain't got to go nowhere, you know what I'm saying?
So, to keep your man happy, you allow him to bring another female to the situation?
No, I'll bring the female to the situation.
But aren't you scared that even though, like, aren't you scared that they're going to be messing around when you're not around?
No, not at all.
Why wouldn't you be afraid of that?
Every man's going to cheat. You know, not every man's going to cheat. 90% of men are going to cheat. Why not? You know what I'm saying? If you know you got a female that don't mind bringing another bitch home in your bed, whatever, why would you want to fuck that up? If you fuck it up, then you fuck it up, and it's on to the next, and you don't get that no more, you know?
I got you. So one of my earlier shows, and I'm only asking you this because you said that you're Caucasian. Black girls were saying, and there's even a post that's going around. Black girls are saying, African-American, I'm sorry, because black is a color, not an ethnicity. African-American females were saying that African-American guys to Caucasian women because you guys are pushovers and they can get away with more and blah, 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 blah. What do you have to say towards that?
I'm not even going to touch that subject. I'm going to leave that alone. I think a woman is a woman no matter what she look like.
Y'all all crazy. Y'all all crazy.
Yeah, we all crazy.
I hear it in your voice. You are crazy. Would you stab your man in the chest with a plastic fork if you caught him?
Nah, I'd hit him in the mouth with a frying pan, though.
Why? You hit him in the mouth with a frying pan? Why would you do that? You can go to jail for that.
Who's going to take care of my kids?
I don't know, but who's going to take care of him when he's losing his teeth?
Nah, it was Valentine's Day probably like 2-3 years ago. And this nigga hadn't bought him his fucking new little bathrobe, his watch, whatever. He upstairs taking a shower. And I do what most women do, look in the phone, see a message I ain't like. All right, babe, I'll be right back. I'm about to ride to the store, ride over to this bitch house. She tell me, oh, I just had an abortion. I get back in my car. I go home, he chilling on the couch, stretched out, about to watch some movies, he thinking, cook some dinner. He got a new bathrobe on. Before that motherfucker turned around, he got hit in the mouth. That's how it go.
Wow. So, because you felt you was hurt by it?
Oh, yeah, I was hurt by it.
Well, I mean, you just said earlier that, you know, guys are going to cheat anyway.
Yeah, but there's a difference. If I'm bringing a bitch home, you got no reason to be out there. But shit happens, and sometimes men do stupid things in order to provide for their family. Basically, I'm talking too much.
No, you're good. Listen, it's cool, and I completely understand. I tell girls that try to confess they love to me sometimes, and they don't understand it. Cause I want, and I'm not afraid to talk about this nowadays. But once upon a time, when I was living in the Bronx, and we were scared, my food stamps ran out and stuff like that, and they used to have these chat lines, these phone chat lines. And I used to go on the phone chat lines, and I used to mess with some of the most horriblest girls that had a little bit of change that would come over and buy us food and stuff like that. And, you know, I used to sleep with them just off the fact that she used to buy my whole team McDonald's and all that shit like that. So the survival of the fittest.
You're a cheap hoe.
No, it's not the fact of me being a cheap hoe. You get what you can get. It's like you're hungry. You know what I'm saying? So it's either, because I've contemplated putting a black mask on and putting black gloves and going by Castle Hill train station and robbing an old lady and grabbing a bag just to get some money. But at the end of the day, we get caught. We're going away for years. So at least, you know what I mean? Years later, we end up doing that. We end up just messing with chicks on chat lines and having them come through, and they would be excited because they chilling with cool niggas, funny niggas, handsome niggas, and they knew that they would never get the time of day in any other situation, so they would come through. I'm like, yo, go hit that dollar menu up. Get crazy with $20. And so she come back with a bag of food and all that, and that saved us from jail and all that. So, I mean, I guess you could say I'm a McDonald's hoe. I guess. Not no more. You know, so now I'm a Chuck E. Cheese hoe now. I let my girl take me to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
So whenever you stop messing with those girls and stuff like that and your side dudes or whatever, I want you to take me to Chuck E. Cheese. Can you take me to Chuck E. Cheese?
Never.
Why would you take me? That's a cheap. It's not really expensive. I ain't trying to dig in your pockets. You got three kids.
I ain't paying for no nigga. Fuck out of here.
Why not? It's Chuck E. Cheese. It's 2013. When will we get a break? When will our wallets get a break?
Hold up. I pay my own bills. I pay my everything. Do I get a break?
You get a break income tax time when you get that $10,000, $8,000 check or whatever you get when you get your taxes back. Why are women... Women don't want to take guys out. There's some women that take guys out, and I mentioned it on my Facebook. I said, kind of like Beyonce said, and it's a truthful statement. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. And that goes for both parties. If a female like a guy that much, where she's like, oh, my God, I want him so bad. I want to marry him. He's so perfect. He makes me giggle. He can cook. He pops the pimples off my back. He's a good man. You know what I'm saying? Marry him, propose to him, and the girl from Elmira, she loves her man so much she proposed to him, and now they married. You think she was wrong for that?
No.
Because she loved him, and that's what people do. You know, you want to chill with someone, but you know, females gotta understand. Y'all gotta pay for the meal sometimes. We don't got it like that. We broke.
Well, damn. Then I guess I ain't fucking with no broke shit.
Well, we got 30 minutes left in the show. I want to thank you for calling in, wherever you are. I want to commend you for your service because you're working in a group home, and that's a big service. And God, believe it or not, those kids look forward to seeing you guys every day, which you staff members or whatever. They look forward to seeing you guys every single day. I salute the fact that you're a single mom. It's a hard job. I got my kids the whole weekend. It's going to be tough because, you know what I mean, I got a 6 month and a 3-year-old that I got to, you know, it's a lot going on while my baby mom works. So I salute you to that. I want to thank you for your conversation and calling in and giving in your input. And one last thing.
What's up, Lucky?
Huh?
So this is Mick Flurry. What's up?
This is not Mick Flurry.
Yes, this is Mick Flurry now.
Who is that you have? You did not have that girl on the track. You had the girl. You had Chuck E. Cheese on the joint. You with Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, for a minute, right?
Oh, I hate you. I swear to God, I hate you. I just had a long conversation with Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
I hate you, Miss Blurry. I swear to God. Now I'm going to put up some crazy pictures of you and Mos Def. I promise. Yeah. But, yo, just, yeah, salute to her or whatever the case may be. And let her know I don't know everything. I just know a little. And I just know that Elmira guys, like I said, they're going to keep on. The girls out here, I'm not saying her per se. I'm just saying guys out here are just going to continue to chase the drug dealers and stuff like that. Because that's what the girls like. Girls out here don't want a nigga with a regular job. They want a nigga that's on parole that they can take care of.
Like, not all girls are like that.
You don't date drug dealers?
I have, but I don't look for a drug dealer to date.
But why, though?
Why? Because I don't need nobody's money. I can get my own money. I can get whatever I need.
You're different, because I've seen you gave guys who really don't got nothing chances. You're the exception. I can honestly say you're not perfect because you're crazy. But at the same token, you're actually a decent young lady because you're young. You're a decent young lady, and I salute the fact that you're not pregnant and you're about to be 19. You know what I'm saying? So save that puss and that baby for the man that you actually marry. But I salute that. But the majority of Elmira girls, as soon as you say, I got a job, they ain't really rocking with you like that. If you say you sell bud or some other shit like that, they gonna fuck with you. You're gonna get the pussy faster. Trust me, I know. Because the same girls that give the bum ass niggas the pussy quick, because they know what they're gonna get. They know they're not getting really nothing from them. So fuck it, he can bust my ass. So a girl that look at a dude who got something, they be like, you know what, I'm going to hold out on that pussy because who is he? He's lucky? He's this guy? How is he getting a little bit of money? So why would I give him the pussy up front when I can try to see if he got what everybody's talking about? Oh, well.
Uh-huh.
Well, McFlurry, video will be done tonight. And we're going to go play some music or whatever. This is Elmira Going Crazy. I'm your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I talk to every snow bunny I run into. We're going to play some Tupac. I get around, because that's what they say. I get around.
Oh, yeah. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their neck to keep their hopes in check. Cause no race sweater, brother, majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me to tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Ladies, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey, yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy.
Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Maybe I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get
what's up, love? How you doing? All
right.
Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your homegirl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin thought I wasn't? See, weekends was made for Michelin, but it's a Monday, my day, so just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown, we should keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Fingertips on the hips as I
I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone while the lights on. Turn them off, time to turn it off. Get you wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have it, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time. Cause the goofy bit the trooper told the lie. You picked the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly. You need to hit the door, search for a new guy. Cause I only got one night in town, break out a beat clown. Baby, doll, are you down? I get around.
Yo, 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 I'm back. It's Elmira going crazy. I'm your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. They Don't Know How I Make My Money. That's for you to learn, you to find out. We're sponsored by Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black. Shout out to the group home fam. We're in the building doing the things that we like to do. We just been chopping it up, taking it light, doing what I got to do or whatever. We just talking about a whole bunch of things. We're talking about 6 for 3 or more kids. We just had a lady call in, and it was a nice little conversation, and she made some valid points, and I'm going to say, at the end of the day, I'm going to still stick to my how I feel, but yeah, she's right. The reality of it is every woman deserves a chance. I just say it just makes it harder, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, dudes get attached to, kids get attached to men, to men quickly, you know what I'm saying? So if it doesn't work out with the female, now, you know, Lucky becomes Uncle Lucky, or, you know, that's all, and it's kind of fucked up. I want to give a shout-out to Hooters.com or whatever. She's had a baby or whatever the case may be. No C-section. She doodled during the process. Shout-out to Hooters. I want to give a shout-out to McFlurry. We shot the Black Love video today. Look out for that. Someone hit me up. They wanted to know what was the girl name of the girl name that was in, that I talked to today. I'm going to be honest, I forgot her name, but she said that she was a Cress. I know it's not Nicole, because when I approached her, she said it. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, your sister, she's sexy. Yeah. So I don't know her first name, but I know she's a Cress girl. She had a tan, whatever, whatever. So hopefully that answered your question to whoever was wanting to know. I don't care. I'm not scared to holler at no chick. If she looks good, I'm getting at her. The worst thing they could tell me is beat my feet. And that would usually happen. Things that we got in store. Middle X. Shout out to Middle X. Elmar's own Middle X, Bernard. He got an album coming out called The Seventh Element. He's working on it, or whatever the case may be. New music that dropped this week. Track Lucky Me featuring Alley Cat. Look out for the video for that. A lot of things going on. Cash for Gold, 607-215-1620. Once again, 607-215-1620. Now, I just want to just throw this out, and I'm sorry if your computer or your home, and you're like, damn, what the fuck is he talking about? I just want to get this out real quick. Real quick. People. If I don't know you like that, you cannot be upset about me not giving you a loan. We're not allowed to do loans in Chemung County, period. Some of you people, mainly females, because I really don't like giving dudes loans, because they're usually the deadbeats that leave the females in predicaments to have to ask me for a loan. So, ladies, and this may sound bad. This may sound like I'm a hater or I'm jealous or I may feel some type of way, but it's the reality. If we were supposed to chill and go out, fuck, date, do whatever, and you stun it, why would I give you a loan without collateral? Let's say that. If you have collateral, I'll give you a loan. But why would I give you a loan without collateral if you've proven yourself to not be a woman of her word? I'm real able with that. If you say you'll give me a dollar on a Monday and today is Saturday, Monday I'm going to be asking you with my dollar. Plain and simple with that.
with merchandise. A lot of you people, when I put stuff up there for sale, and I say, what do you have, as far as, like, what money or whatever the case may be, what's your budget, rather? Give me a budget. Give me a budget. I understand Elmira is not, no, everybody's not rich. Everybody's hardworking. Everybody's trying to make ends meet. I'm one of those guys. We trying to make ends meet. I understand that. So if you see something and you break it down to me, like, hey, listen, I have a son. I'm a single parent of two. I work hard. I've been doing it on my own. My son really wants an Xbox 360, a couple games. I got $80 or whatever. Lucky, what can you do for me? I sit back, analyze the situation, and you might get that 360 for $70. I may take 10 off until you go to OIPs and treat yourself or whatever the case may be. Go do it. Just with that whole thing, don't get mad at me or upset with me about my loans and how I do my cash for gold thing, and then you write a post, fuck me and fuck that and do this and do that, and then I end up having sex with you at 6 months or a year later. It just makes you look real stupid. So at the end of the day, if I ask you what's your budget, work with me. I'm for the people. Who in Hawthorne Court throws money out to children? Like, if you haven't understood that I'm a different type of human being, I may be cocky, I may be set in my ways, but at the end of the day, I'm a good person. So when it's all said and done, kind of think, you know what I'm saying? Don't just watch my videos for, like, ratchetness and, oh, that girl's doing this. I have all types of videos. I have videos with my family. I have videos with me doing regular stuff. Look at that. Don't always look at the negative videos or whatever the case may be, where I'm calling a girl a hoe, or I got a girl that maybe not have the fattest ass bouncing her butt in my video. You know what I'm saying? And with that, ladies, do not bitch about who's in my videos. You know what I'm saying? When I offer for people to be in the videos, no one wants to do it. And then when these other rappers out here, when you guys dick ride these other rappers, realistically, these niggas ain't nice as me. They don't make the type of music that I make. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't busting out videos the way I do. I'm not from this bitch. And I shoot out videos, and I'm giving the town light. Because before I came to Elmira, I was popular somewhere else. Just, you know what I'm saying? If you do your homework, I was popular somewhere else. And so it is what it is with that. I want to give a shout-out to the kid, Corey. You know what I'm saying? He just had a baby. Shout out to him. He hit me up, had a couple of dollars. I was able to bless him with a playpen, swing, car seat, stroller, and a whole bunch of baby clothes for $50. Yeah, for $50. We all know that you can go right to Walmart and go to the baby section and go look at them pack and plays. Go look at those cribs. Go look at those bouncers. They got bouncers for $90. And I be asking for $20 for strollers and stuff, and y'all bitching about that? Niggas need to wisen up. Be smart. And ladies who have mothers, sorry, the Elmira mothers who have dads who want to be in a situation, don't be mad at him because of the female that he chose to date after you. She might not be better than you. It may have been a downgrade. But at the end of the day, I'm a man. And sometimes we pick bad decisions as far as females because we need someone to rebound off. You know what I mean? Like, you may be super sexy, and there may not be no girl like you. But then the chick, they got a fat ass with an ugly face, is giving us, you know what I'm saying? Remember, we're more emotional than you females. So at the end of the day, no guy wants to be alone. So stop judging the guy off the female that he date after you. He's just with her to kind of get his mind off you. If he don't have no girl or something to distract him, he's gonna be sweating you, trying to get back with you. And then what you gonna be saying with your friends? Oh, this nigga bitching, da da da, this and that, whatever the case may be. He on my dick. Look, he's texting me, he's Facebook, he's Twittering me, he's meeting me, he's doing all types of things or whatever. He's Skyping, he's Ubering me, he's doing all types of shit. But then when he goes and finds somebody else, that may not be to your standards. And even if he does find a chick that you may think is cuter than him, you still going to talk shit. Let that man see his kid. If you just tuned in,
we chopping it up or whatever case may be. We got 15 minutes on the set. I want to give a shout out to my baby mom, Lil Debbie. We don't always see eye to eye, but at the end of the day, I salute the fact that she takes care of my kids. At the end of the day, that's sexy to me. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, any of my females listening from Elmira, I tell them all day, you can get dick and you can get my time when I'm in Elmira, which is cool. But the time, as soon as my baby mom said, yo, nigga, let's go, it is what it is. I got to go because she can make my life hell because those are my children, and that's what I love, and that's what comes first. Like the young lady said, God and kids, and that's what's important. The fun and sex don't mean nothing. It's just a nut. We're going to play one more song, and I'm going to wrap it up with some local news and some local Elmira drama and who's pregnant and who's not pregnant and stuff like that. Let me see what song I'm going to play for y'all, whoever the case may be. My shit, by the way.
I really wanna stay. I really wanna stay.
Yeah, we just play. I just played the classic joint, 702 joint. You know what I'm saying? That was my shit back in the day. If you just tuned in, we about to wrap this shit up or whatever. I want to thank everybody who called there. Everybody who kept it real honest, kept it real. How they say down south, trail, whatever you want to say it. There's one last thing I wanted to touch. We got 9 minutes left on the joint. I wanted to touch. Like I said, Lil Mama that just called in or whatever the case may be, she say, she look at nigga parents or whatever, it is what it is. I do want to say, and even though, and I should take this advice, because sometimes I just come out of the house with sweats and dirty shit on or whatever. I don't give a fuck, because I know my worth. But, fellas, if you're listening, the reality of it is this. The first thing they see is you. And the first impression is always what they look at. And, you know what I mean? So always be on point. Always be on deck. If you are dating these chicks who have a lot of kids, be upfront with them so they don't know that, so they don't think that you're going to be around for a while. Now, the thing with the having a baby dad in jail, 5 years or less, I'm sorry, 3 years or less, you have to ask when did he go in and how much time he has left. If he's coming home within a year, I wouldn't take her too serious. If he has 5 years, he's coming in within 2 years, I would say give it a shot, maybe, 50-50, you know what I'm saying? If the person has, like, 10 years or something like that, it's okay to give her a shot as far as that, like, if you go to fuck with her at all, because 10 years, she can break it down to her man in jail, like, listen, I met a new guy, he's great with your kids, he's this, he's that, and as a guy sitting in jail, I used to be in prison. You sitting in prison, you're reading the letters, you're mad, but at the same token, she's doing it, nigga, you in jail. And so she's doing it on her own, and she has to survive. And so she's going to do what she got to do to survive. And in the process of surviving, she found love with someone else. And that's what happened. I want to talk about the fact that it's been nice in Elmira. Why don't people go to the parks no more? Why aren't these parks flooded? You know what I mean? The dirtiest place in America, you know what I mean? New York City, Brooklyn, early in the morning, after school, niggas is in the parks, chilling, having a good time. Why ain't nobody? I went by Grand Park, nobody. Went by Grove, nobody. Just drive around different parks, there's no one playing basketball. No one being active. No girls playing double dutch, you know what I'm saying? Outside and inventing games and doing step stuff to songs and stuff like that, being active. Why aren't people being active? Parents, encourage your children to be outside and to run around. That's the reason why they ain't going to bed at 8 o'clock. I remember being young and running around, you know what I'm saying, Brooklyn and stuff like that. And by like 7, we'd be tired. We come in, eat, you know what I'm saying, watch that little show, you know what I'm saying. I think our curfew was, our bedtime was 10. So from 8 to 10, you'll watch little shows like Martin, Family Matters and shit like that. And then we'd be pooped by 10 o'clock because we ran around all day through school, after school, and then running around. Encourage your kids to be active. I saw something that was dope from my parent today. She rewarded her child for a test that she did. That's dope. We beat the shit out of our kids when they do stuff bad. You know, we beat them and punish them. Let's reward our kids when they do good things. And then some may say, oh, they're supposed to be doing good. Yeah, they're supposed to be doing good, but still, you want to encourage them. You know what I'm saying? Encourage them to when they get 70s and encourage them to get higher next time. But reward them. Be different. And mothers at Elmira, let's change the perception of women as we bring them up. The leggings and shit like that, there shouldn't be no 8-year-olds wearing leggings. You know what I'm saying? With nothing else. I remember my little sister, and I'm going to be real brief, 4 minutes left. I remember one time sitting in the living room. I was in the stop, bad stop, on Kosciuszko, Tompkins and Marcy. My sister was about 14, and I was on a home visit from the group home. Now, and I'm chilling in the living room. I know my little sister Nikki. She comes out of the room. She goes, all right, damn, I'm going outside. And I look. And her butt is, like, poked out, like Martin's on Shenanigans, like Shenanigans on Martin. And I noticed her boobs, like, it was the same thing. I'm a big Martin fan, so I watch it all the time. And I stopped her right before she can. I grabbed her. What are you doing? I ain't doing nothing, she said. I was like, what the fuck is all this shit? Talking about her chest and why your butt poking out and all this stupid shit. And come to find out, she had two pair. She had a skirt, but she had two pair of fucking denim jean shorts that were cut under them, so her butt could poke out. And then in her bra, she stuffed it with tissue. Now, that's my sister. I grabbed her by her face and threw her in the room, and I said, don't play with me. Go put some fucking, go take all that shit off. Go put some fucking clothes on and be normal. You'll grow when you grow. Now, me being now I was in a group home, I was in there all the time. Later that year, my sister, you know what I'm saying, she turned 15, she ended up getting pregnant. So, you know what I mean? Mothers, kind of pay attention to your daughters and instill in them that their treasure, which is their vaginas, is a rare gem. You know what I'm saying? Instill early. Cut all that TV shit, you know what I mean? They popping their ass and twerking and all that. I wish my daughter would twerk. I'd punch her in her fucking throat. Kids are not supposed to be twerking. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, no little girl is supposed to be doing that dumbass shit. If you walk in YouTube and you catch a kid, smack the shit out of them. You see them doing that dumbass shit, you smack the holy shit out of them. Make it so when they had a party, they didn't want to do it because they scared you're going to pop out the closet and smack the dog shit out of them. Be on these girls. You have to be on these women. And the reason why I say that is because at the end of the day, in 20, 30 years, women are going to rule the world. Why, you may say? Because the women are the ones going to school. Niggas ain't going to school. Niggas are selling drugs and going to jail. If you go to college campuses, it'll tell you statistically, women outrate guys 70% to 30%. And most dudes are dropping out. So what that mean? That mean when I'm at my 50s and 40s, these women are going to be running all these corporations, CEOs and stuff like that, because they're breeding it right now. They're going to school. So I want to thank everybody that calls in the show. Shout out to Middle West. Shout out to all my kids. I'm Amari, Amarion, Jordan, Maddie. Shout out to all my baby mothers, or whatever the case may be. Shout out to all the girls in Elmira who don't listen to all the rumors when it comes to me. Shout out to the girls who know me outside of Facebook that know the real Lucky and don't critique me off the wild shit that I say. My Facebook is only entertainment. Mondays and Wednesdays, I'm here. Call in 347-857-4302. Once again, cash for gold, 607-215-1620. 24 hours I work. 3 in the morning, your man get locked up, hit me up. You got gold? No, get it sold. So, shout out to Brooklyn Black, pregame radio. We in the building. I'm the highest rated show on this bitch. Holla at me. He getting rich over there, but I'm good because he's giving me a voice. Elmira, thank you for tuning in. I'm out of here. Oh, yeah, shout out to my nigga Mos Def out here. And at the end of the day, it's summertime. And ladies, it's summertime. Get your fucking toes done, please. I'm a feet man. Get your fucking feet done. Get the bottom scrubbed. You know what I'm saying? You buying Haze. That's $20. It costs $25 to get your feet done. You heard? It's lucky me, Mr. New City. New video dropping tomorrow. And shout out to all the bunnies. We out of here.
Oh.